For our reflection on today's Bible readings, we welcome back the Reverend Canon Adrian Alker. Thank you, Adrian, for sharing your thoughts with us. Stir Up Sunday and Christ the King. For those of us who are old enough to have been brought up on the Book of Common Prayer in the Church of England before the various alternative services were introduced, this Sunday, before the season of Advent, was commonly called Stir Up Sunday, after the opening words of Cranmer's Collect. And housewives and downstairs servants would be reminded that this was the time to stir the ingredients of the Christmas pudding in its long gestation for Christmas dinner. Cranmer, of course, was rather more piously reminding worshippers that the season of Advent was around the corner. A season that was marked by both a penitential reflection of our shortcomings as we prepare to welcome not only the birth of Christ at the Incarnation, but also the Second Coming, when Christ comes in glory as Judge. Indeed, if and when we are to face our Maker, there needs to be a great deal of self-awareness of the kind of life we have led. For most of the 2,000 years of Christian history, the Church has sought to emphasize the need for such accounting, and indeed Christianity very much became a religion of rules and obligations, of punishments and rewards. Furthermore, the focus on the kingship of Christ, reigning where'er the Son, as in Isaac Watts' hymn, or indeed expecting every tribe to ascribe majesty to Christ, as in the hymn All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, written in 1787, emphasized for centuries the exclusivity of Christianity above all other faiths. And so the world witnessed religious warfare and utmost cruelty, alongside the beneficial effects of Christ's teachings. And so on this Stir Up Sunday, as we look ahead through Advent to Christmas, and in the depths of a pandemic which has ripped through our communities leaving thousands dead, what might we gain from our readings and theme this Sunday? It is hard to be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands, as our opening Jubilate invites us to be. Hard, as in our gradual Psalm 95, to heartily rejoice, to worship the God of all creation. Why did God create COVID-19? Is He such a great God after all? Our Old Testament reading, from the book of Ezekiel, is set in a time of exile for the people of Israel, when they too were having a particularly hard time of it. Who was to blame for their demise? Their rulers? Themselves? Had they been disobedient and not brought forth the fruits of good works? In this passage, the prophet clearly wishes his hearers to keep faith in a God who loves his own. Who is a good shepherd? Who will rescue them, feed them, lead them to better pastures? Who will bind the injured, seek the lost, strengthen the weak? But this God is also a judge, who will bear down upon the fat, and the strong who bullied the weak. Out of a time of crisis, the prophet holds faith in a God who cares. In a God who loves, and who judges. And of course, this passage finds its New Testament equivalent in our Gospel from Matthew 25, when Christ in glory comes to judge the people, separating out the sheep and the goats, in a return to the same pastoral imagery. But this passage strikes a much more contemporary chord with us all, as it lays out the need to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, to visit those in prison. It echoes the Lucan Manifesto of Jesus in the temple at Nazareth, declaring his mission to be the light of God's love in the world. This Matthean passage has spoken to countless generations, who have been inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus the Good Shepherd. But as with Ezekiel, there are also words of judgment here. Condemnation for those who fail to feed the hungry, or who fail to clothe the naked, or who show no welcome to strangers. Life will be hell for them. It is particularly difficult, in this year especially, to find in the theme of Christ the King, that the Christ of God is coming in glory to speak to a world smitten with this dreadful pandemic. It seems as if it is the virus, and not some Lord our God, who is ruling the world. And yet, through these very demanding times, we have also witnessed the very best of human endeavor. The equivalent of the sheep at the right hand of God. Those who have tended to the sick, who have come to the help of the injured, who have comforted those in distress. We have pulled together in community, both locally and globally. We have shared our knowledge, we have seen the fruits of scientific discovery. There is hope in forthcoming vaccines. We lift up our eyes. We see a brighter future. But there is also judgment to be exercised. There are metaphorical goats. Not all governments, and not all rulers, have been good shepherds. Around the world, there are leaders who have tried to downplay the severity of the pandemic, which has caused excess deaths. In our own country, years of austerity have led to a national health service less well able to cope. Lessons will have to be learnt, and judgments will be made. Today in our country, few people will be thinking about Stir Up Sunday, or kneeling before the Lord our Maker. But in the life of Jesus of Nazareth, they might be inspired to work for, and hope for, a world in which the poor are lifted up. In which the sick are tended to, the stranger welcomed, the prisoner visited. This would be a world in which love reigns. This would be a world where scientists and others work tirelessly for the common good. And where people of faith see, in all this outworking of love, the hope which God has called us into. Our next hymn is King of Glory, King of Peace, sung to the tune Gwalkmai.